Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $375 million. Play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. Two airliners made emergency landings in Kansas City yesterday. A Delta Airlines flight was sprayed down with fire retardant after landing for a fuel emergency, while an Alaska Airlines plane en route from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles landed due to a pressurization issue. Police said an intersection in the St. Louis suburb of Maplewood was closed for several hours after a pedestrian was struck and killed yesterday. The victim is a man in his 60s, but no other information was immediately made available. Several Missouri congressional members in Washington offered reaction to President Trump's press conference with Russian leader Vladimir Putin yesterday.
The reactions differed based on party affiliation. Democrats called out President Trump by name for harsh criticism, while Republicans focused on the Russian president. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill said President Trump's comments fly in the face of the consensus of the intelligence community, the director of national intelligence, the special counsel, and a bipartisan investigation by the Senate Intelligence Committee. Her Missouri counterpart, Republican Senator Roy Blunt, issued a statement to Missouri Net claiming there's no doubt Russia interfered with our elections. Blunt indirectly distanced himself from President Trump by stressing that Putin is not an ally of the United States and called him a calculating adversary. Eastern Missouri Republican Representative Ann Wagner praised what she called efforts to improve diplomatic relations with Russia, but said she supported sanctions against the country for meddling in American elections. Western Missouri Democratic Representative Emanuel Cleaver issued one of the harshest comments, saying the saddest thing about the Trump-Putin summit in Helsinki is that the knife in our nation's back didn't come from Putin.
Governor Mike Parson is downplaying the impact of his veto of funding for the time-critical diagnosis system.
I don't think there's going to be any change in the services provided.
A source tells Missouri Net the state is backing away from Governor Parson's veto because providers have been expressing deep concern about the effects on emergency care. The Greene County Sheriff's Office in southwest Missouri has released new information about a Friday death investigation. Deputies say there does not appear to have been foul play involved in the death of a man who was found by his family in the Springfield area. A truck taken in an armed carjacking last Friday in St. Louis has been located, but the suspects are still on the run. KSDK reports the victim ran off and was not injured after he was allegedly approached by three men who demanded the truck after pulling out a gun. President Trump says NATO's member countries have agreed to significantly boost their military spending. West Central Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler tells MissouriNet the U.S. spends 3.6% on defense efforts, while most of the other nations struggle to meet their commitment of 2%.
With the threats facing us and with what Russia did with Ukraine, I think, you know, it behooves them to shore up their own national defense.
French President Emmanuel Macron rejects Trump's claim that NATO countries have pledged to strongly increase their spending. This is Missouri Net.